The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Saturday, August the 6th. I'm Andy Holding, looking ahead towards the Kilbeggan card this evening. Seven races for you, competitive card as ever at this provincial track. The pick of the action probably comes in the shape of the 8 o'clock, where we've got a €10,000 handicap chase where plenty of track specialists strut their stuff there. We begin, however, with the 5.25, which is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Not too much strong form to go on here. So playing with a straight bat, I'm going to go with William de Burleigh from the Edna Bulger stable. Already had a couple of runs under his belt, this horse, and both of them have come here at this track as well, which has to be fairly significant. Ran a real eye-catching race first time out when he shaped with a good deal of promise. And then amazingly, he managed to get beat next time out when he was an odds-on poke. He looked all over the winner that day, but unfortunately he just got run out of it late on. I'd probably put that performance down to the fact that the ground was particularly on the soft side that night, and it was quite difficult for the horses to operate to their very best levels. And on back on a much better surface this evening, I'd expect this gelding by Trampolino to finally get his head in front, get off the mark against what, largely speaking, is a fairly disappointing bunch of rivals. So William de Burleigh is the choice in the first. On to race two then, and the selection here is Borderline Decision from the Niall Madden stable. His best form was when he was second behind Jamie Summers. That was back here over the course on the 13th of May. A reproduction of that form will surely see him go well in what looks a particularly weak maiden. He probably didn't handle the really soft ground last time out at Roscommon. But once again, a better surface here tonight should be sufficient for this horse perhaps to get his head in front tonight. His main market rival has to be put down as a bit of a disappointing type of late. Good tradition, he looked like being a decent horse at one stage for Dermot Well, but his performances in general over hurdles, and indeed last time out behind Ivan Grozny at Galway when he was second favourite that night, suggest that he's probably on the downgrade nowadays and he's probably worth taking on. So Borderline Decision, with those two good runs behind him here at Kilbeggan, course and distance form usually carries here, should be good enough to get off the mark there in that 6 o'clock. On to the 6.30, and not much of a betting contest here with Airlight Beach. Likely to be a very warm order, justifiably so as well. She was hugely impressive here the last day when she won by 8.5 lengths in consummate ease. She's obviously a very, very talented mare for this time of year, and Willie Mullins is pressing on with her while conditions are very much in her favour. So the best option here would probably be to do the forecast or betting without the favourite markets. And I'm going to put up Aunt Eileen as the one to chase home Willie Mullins' charge. I know that John Ryan thinks quite a bit of this filly by Whitmore's Con, and she justified his believes that this could be one of the best horses he's ever trained with a smooth win the other day in Sligo. It was a race that was run a true tempo, courtesy of Baltimore Buzz, who went off with an uncontested lead. But the way this horse picked that horse off after travelling really well on ground that was probably a little bit too soft than what she would have liked, then it has to be put down as a really commendable performance by this four-year-old who seems to be going places. First time up, she just looked as though she was in need of the run behind a nice horse of Jessica Harrington's called Ms. Milan. And all in all, her overall profile suggests that she's going to go really, really well here, despite her odds being around about the 16-1 mark this morning. As I said, I think it's probably wise if we bet her in the forecast or without the favourite markets. On to the first of the big betting handicaps then, which comes in the shape of this 3-mile-1 handicap chase. This is the 7 o'clock. All the rage here is likely to be Charles Burns is not for you, particularly as this trainer landed probably one of the most monumental punts and audacious punts at Ross Common on Monday. So bookmakers are clearly going to be smarting and ducking for cover with this 8-year-old. The slight problem about this one is backing him in a short price, that he's never raced beyond 2 miles, which makes life difficult here for those that are prepared to go in at a very skinny odds to see whether he does stay the extra mile or not. Knowing Charles, he probably has already factored that in, and he's already, you know, worked out that this horse needs further than 2 miles nowadays. So going against the master trainer is pretty much a folly exercise, but I just can't resist one at a much better odds here. And Jim Draper's Shake It Up is the one I'm going to go with here. He was well back the other day down in Killarney off the back of several good performances in the point-to-point stroke, Hunter Chase sphere. And although he disappointed on that occasion, I think there was very much legitimate excuses which cost him running up to that the level that they thought. He pulled very, very hard in the early stages, didn't really settle in the hands of David Russell, plus the fact that he made a bad mistake as well in the latter stages of that race that sort of knocked him back a bit. He was eased down in the latter stages as well, so obviously he wasn't given a hard time. Hopefully that run will do him good and he'll settle a bit better tonight. Johnny Burke's been booked tonight this evening, which is obviously a good ploy. And I'd expect this 7-year-old by presenting on better ground here tonight to run much better than he did last time out. So Shake It Up each way is the choice in the 7 o'clock. On to the 7.30 then. And this looks a decent beginner's chase. Certainly plenty of horses that can be fancied here. Hence the fact that William Hill goes 7-2 this morning. A whole range of horses have got different intertwining form lines over hurdles. And if they take to the larger obstacles, they could be very competitive. And the one I quite like here from that category, Shitu from the Stuart Crawford stable, was a good winner here the last day over hurdles over 2 miles, and the way he travelled and got the job done on that occasion suggested to me that he was there's no fluke about his performance, and he certainly belied his 50-1 status on that occasion. He beat some good horses as well over in decent form. He goes back to the scene of that performance here tonight. He goes up in trip, but that shouldn't be a problem because he's won over 2.5 miles before. And he does look a chasing type as well. He's got quite a big structure about him, so I don't think the larger obstacles should have any impact on his chances here tonight. Hopefully he'll get a good ride and a good spin round in the hands of Keith Donoghue. I do think he's got a little bit of quality about him, this horse, Shitu. And at 10-1 this morning with William Hill, I recommend that that's a decent each-way bet to get involved in. On to the 8 o'clock then, which is the best race on the card, and the best bet comes in here in the shape of Heron Heights, a horse that I've been following throughout the summer jumping period to a reasonable amount of success. He was a good winner of his beginner's chase here back in May when he travelled really strongly off the back of strong fractions and got the job done in pretty impressive fashion. He was then well nibbled out in the market and quite fancied to go well the next day, but he found the combination of pulling too hard in the early stages and not refusing to settle, and a better standard of opponents, just a bridge too far. And in the end, he got well and truly beat by the likes of Tiger Roll, VSM Monturg and Duckwee. But to be fair, those horses are, you know, a good 130, 140 rated horses. And Duckwee went on to win subsequently. And Tiger Roll was in the process of running a good race at Galway the other week when, unfortunately, he shipped Brian Cooper in between the last two fences. So that form looked solid anyway in its own right. He then went to Limerick the other day, and he got the job done in pretty imperious fashion. Just sat him behind the pace, set by Bowie Sublime. He picked that horse off late on and won with any amount in hand. He goes back to the scene of his previous good performances. Henry de Bromhead's horses are in good form. I think a mark of 122 is certainly workable. And I really do like this horse in the context of this race. So Heron Heights, strong choice there. Probably the nat vote there in the 8 o'clock. On to the final race then. And I think the key to this race is Gordon Elliott, because the performances of Burrows Lane and Appassionado when they finished second and third respectively last time out were behind Gordon Elliott trained winners. Gordon Elliott trained Westermere when Burrows Lane was second at Downpatrick, and he trained the same Robin Amano at Downroar when Mervyn Torrens's charge was third. So he certainly would know what it takes to win this race, you'd imagine. And he's running Stolen Diamond here as well, a first time out gaining by Stowaway with Sean Clements on board. This looks the horse to be with here if you're following the tried and trusted route of a trainer knowing exactly where he stands with other horses in the race. So that's my tenuous link into the final race. Stolen Diamond from a yarding, really good form at the moment, and he'll do for me around about 2-1. Thanks very much for listening to this version of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm signing off now until tomorrow morning when we're going to have a look at the Curragh card on Sunday, August the 7th. So please do tune in for that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.